it on.
Let's do.
I don't want to do a fantasy football. Okay, I mean, you know, you want to talk fantasy football. So, you know, typically these podcasts, we talk about fantasy football, but I'm not. Okay, I have a guest. Welcome, and MVP Realty.
That's right. The owner of MVP Realty, team MVP, on the blue streak lives on, and I am. It's your honor that I'm here today.
Well, I mean, it's very rare that I have any guests on here because this is just a typical rant, and I don't have to face the music. But here I am, 7-6, dealing with an idiot that just barely made the playoffs.
Damn right, sixth seed, winning the championship. You know, I will be the first sixth seed. Write this down. All I want you all to write this shit down.
Oh,
in 2 weeks, I'm going to get the belt. I'm going to get the championship. I'm going to take on Sweet Ron. And it's the way it should be. Now, let me tell you this also. This weekend, Anthony, okay? You're going down, my friend. And I'm going to tell you why. There was a trade that happened on October 10th, 2017. And I was given a gift. I was given hope. I was given Big Ben. Hopkins.
Jesus Christ.
Number five, number two quarterback. And I was given life. And I'm going to tell you right now, with that life, I brought hope. And with that hope, I brought victories. And with those victories, I'm going to win the belt this weekend. And then I'm going on to Sweet Ron.
Well, I don't think I think you're kind of putting the carriage before the horse there, buddy, because you got a lot of work ahead of you. As a sixth seed, you got lucky last week, and you know that trade.
Lucky, I doubled up Diesel. Had like 140 fucking points.
Diesel just took a nap. That's what he did. I mean, Diesel, he's been kicking ass this whole year.
And who took him down?
Well, he had a bad game.
The future champ took him down. Fuck the sixth seed. Dude, I'm on a run, my friend.
We cannot let you win at all by any means necessary.
And I got to like right now, strategy, my friend. A couple things I did, many of you don't know. And I'm not going to go into it right now because it's my secret, it's not yours. I don't need the whole league getting an uproar.
Look here.
But let me tell you one of the things. During the biggest bye week, I lost 6, 7, 8 players I don't even know anymore. And you know what? I took a knee. I'm not going to lie. You took a knee.
I'm glad Burke gave you the X. By the way, I'm super glad he gave you the X. I love it.
I would have had to drop 3-4 players for shit bums just to fill roster spots. And those 3 or 4 players are now getting me to where I need to get to. You know, and I'm going to tell you, I am well prepared for any injury that happens this weekend for the championship. I am well prepared to go in there head-to-head, and I am overlooking Anthony. I'm going right to Sweet Ron.
Wow.
I am going to say it right now live on your podcast.
Holy shit.
I am already looking toward the championship and going head-to-head with that two-headed beast known as Sweet and Ron, Mr. Vegas himself. And I'm going to tell you right now.
Unbelievable.
You said it and you were the first one to see it. He had 89 points last week. Not 140. Not 137. And people might say that he laid down. Looked at it. He would have started every single one of them. He had a bad week. And I'm going to go and take and slay that monster, walking away with the belt this year.
I think right now you're puffing yourself a little too much there, buddy, right there in the chest. Like you're taking a one too many steroid shots and walking in the battlefield
without proving
yourself. You know, you're going up against the top two seeds in the league.
No, Sumi's going down. I'm telling you right now.
You know,
it's not even going to be funny. I took down Diesel.
You were a fucking coward, by the way, because you went ahead. We had A-Train on the line, and we went ahead and called him real quick. You know,
that's right.
And I said, okay, you know, the competition wants to talk to you, wants to give you the mano a mano stare down.
Yep.
And sure enough, you just went ahead and gave a bar.
Smacked him in the mouth and ran away.
Yeah.
Yep.
You did the Ric Flair. You went ahead and ran away.
Yep.
You know, so that's very manly of you, by the way.
I did.
You know, you might as well go to Carter to have you teach you a lesson or two about etiquette.
Carter's got a lot of anger and
a lot of
hate in his heart right now.
Well, Carter's flip a coin, you know, because I just said to him, hey, you know, you got one out of two right. You went ahead and said that my trade sucked. Okay. I mean, that's a That's definitely factual there.
Yeah, but then you were finishing it.
But then number two, you know, he had himself in a higher seat, and look who's up. Look who's shitting on him. Aha! You know, the same guy that he's talking shit about in the trade.
He had a horrible year, by the way.
Oh, fucking sucked.
I mean, terrible year.
The guy fucking just checked out of the league. I checked out his score.
He should get two or three strikes against that for checking the fuck out.
Right. I think Burke definitely should have something against guys that just lay down, even if they lose. If they're out of the – you got to fight. You got to fight to fucking win. You got to play defense. Yeah. That's what I fucking did with you. I said, you know, fuck you.
Yeah,
you're not going to win that.
Block me, though.
Yeah, fuck yeah. You know, if you went ahead –
Did you know I was going for that D? You had a gut feeling. I needed D.
Oh, yeah, we looked at, me and Greg, backstabbing Greg. Greg is Little Finger. I mean, he's something. I got to think of a character for Mr. Woods. Shout out to Mr. Woods for being the pure front runner in this league. He went ahead and once the going got good, he was all in, messaging me every day. And then when things got bad, he took a picture with MVP.
Mercado taking pictures together.
He doesn't return my messages. Here we are, you know, a month into it.
Yeah, now he's like Trump. I never met that woman.
Yeah.
But he's got a photo.
Fake news. Yeah. Fake podcast. Fake news. Fake podcast. So, you know, that's kind of where I'm at with this whole thing now. It's like you went ahead and spit on my grave. You shit on it. You did all these nasty things to it. And you think you're all fucking all in the clear. So, no, but unfortunately, you got two more games to go.
And no. I got one more game to go because I'm going to beat Anthony this weekend.
My man A-Train. I mean, I love you, but I'm going to put my money on the guy that wins. And he's a winner. What part of that don't you understand?
We'll
he's a winner.
My friend.
I can't wait to deliver the news, but it was a great fantasy football send-off we just had. And I'm glad you had a good time because that's as good as it's going to get for you this year.
No.
And you got 8 months. 8 months go by quick like that. No. They go really quick.
I got two more games into me right now. I got to tell you right now. And I'm telling you, I will win the championship this year. As confident as I am saying this, I believe that in my heart.
Right.
I believe I'm going to take down Anthony. And I also believe I'm going to do what everybody else in the league couldn't fucking do. I'm taking down Sweet Ron.
Well, if anybody takes down Mr. Ron, the Ronimo himself and his silent partner is the Ronimo. Yeah, I mean, I don't know who the fuck he is. I mean, can anybody tell me?
Belichick?
Can he get on Skype?
Can we go with Belichick, maybe?
Well, I mean, something has to happen where the guy has to show up. We just can't have people, you know, making trips like Greg and this silent partner of his just disappear and – And, you know, I wonder about that shit. That's not cool. That's my money
out
there.
It's not good at all. I mean, and again, I've always questioned, why do you need a partner in this league? Obviously.
Kevin needs a partner.
Yeah, Kevin needs a partner. Jesus Christ.
Shout out to Kevin.
No, Marlo had him in straight.
Yeah, Marlo's got to jump in there, man.
I saw
Tommy, man. I couldn't talk to him, but I wanted to just kind of reach out to him and let you know, man.
Tommy,
you know,
always wearing a gun when you see him.
Yeah, man. He's always strapped, man. He's ready to pistol whip you. Good thing I'm there, you know, wearing my badge because he's not fucking with me. He's one of us, I think.
Yes.
So. Okay, that's enough hyping up you and your cause because it's nowhere – It's going nowhere fast, to be honest with you. I think you're fucking done. I think this is it. It was a good run, great run at 7-6, and you know that magic carpet
Gronk
ride.
Result last week, and I put up 140.
Okay, well, like I said, you know, you get fucking lucky once in a while. You know that. Okay.
Epic run.
Epic.
You know the worst thing that here's the way. By the way, the worst thing that happened to you guys is you allowed me to lose the last regular season game, because now I have a chance to make a 2-3 game run. There was no way I was making a 6-game run. I needed that last loss of the season to talk to my team, to get them reset, refocused, and watch out. 3 victories in a row, playoff round number 1, round number 2, championship, give me the trophy, and then you can all talk about me for the next year about how I sat those players to win the belt.
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm about to go to sleep on that fucking boring rant there. Okay. With that said, we're going to just sign this off. Good luck to A-Train. I hope you win it. And anybody that wins it from the Ronimo Donnie D bracket, I'm rooting for you too. Hashtag beat MVP all day,
MVP
every day.
Wins.
And that's the way we're going to leave it at. Okay.
I'm the best.
Ugh, I'm out.
I'm the best.